Ugh, stupid broken Bluetooth. Come on, Dad. How can you seriously not know any radio stations here?
In middle of nowhere, Texas? I never lived in this state, Lexi.
No, but you visited Bluebonnet, didn't you?
Barely. I've been here like...
At least 7 times. Once when you and Mom first started dating, once before you proposed, once when I was first learning how to read and we went to the library, another couple times in the summer, there was at Christmas a couple years ago we did at Grandma and Grandpa's place, and then obviously you came last year without me.
Well, I didn't use the radio, I guess.
We did so. You and Mom sang along to Christmas carols. It was super embarrassing.
Well, you don't remember the radio station either, then.
I was just a kid.
Exactly. And when you get old, like me, your memory starts to go.
Apparently. I know it. We just have to find it. I think Mom sang it like... Ba-da-ba-ba, FM.
How are you feeling about going back to where Mom...
Yes, perfect! Right at the beginning. You know, Astor was like my age when she wrote this, and the network...
They liked it so much that they put it in Live and Learn instead of the song the writers wrote for her character.
Yeah, but the song they wrote was supposedly called...
Voice!
Yeah, but last week she posted a picture with her fingers on her throat, and it was on Thursday, like Throwback Thursday, so some of us think she might release that track or sample it on her new album or something. We're pretty sure she's gonna announce her new album soon, and I think it's something about mermaids or sirens because the picture looks exactly like Ariel and the Little Mermaid. And she had a siren sound in her Instagram Live last month, teasing some big upcoming announcement, and she had the Odyssey on her bookshelf in the background. Maybe she'll call the album Odyssey or Siren or something, but I hope Voice is on it. We've been waiting for Voice to be released for literal years.
Oh, maybe she'll sing Voice at the concert. That'd be pretty cool.
Maybe, but she doesn't usually do a new song. I guess it's technically like 10 years old now.
Yeah, see, Lex, you're trying to school the master, but I've actually been around long enough to remember Aster's big break. I saw her get updated to a recurring role on Live and Learn. I saw her first album come out and bought the CD for your mom. I was there.
I was there, too.
You were, too.
Meaning, I've been obsessed with Aster like my whole life. It's just a small percentage of your life. Besides, Mom always used to take me to concerts. You only know about Voice because me and Mom told you.
Well, I know everything about her now. She could be lonely, could be cool, make costumes or shoot bull. She could be anyone.
Dad!
Being the new girl sure is fun.
Please tell me you're not going to do this at the show.
Of course I am, brah. Me and the other dads will all get together and sing it as a round, because this song teaches that stuff can be embarrassing for middle school girls, can also be good for them.
Oh, I can't wait to see Bluebonnet Middle School. We're still going tomorrow, right? I mean, I've showed you all the evidence. She's definitely going to be back to the middle school bridge tomorrow at sunset. It's gotta be tomorrow, based on the old weather reports, because she said it rained in the morning, and that's the only day it rained in the morning that year.
Sorry, this other driver is on my tail. The only day it rained in the morning?
Well, the only day in... Wait, listen to her lyrics. I didn't know the bullfight was written in the stars. Didn't know that your red pen would mark up my whole heart. Because the stupid teacher, like, marked up her whole poem and told her she was a bad writer, remember? But the bull in the stars means it was Taurus season, which is just like 10 days in April, and this was the only one of those 10 days with morning rain that year.
Oh, right. And it has to be April because something about April showers in the other song.
Yeah, April showers on her first album is about the same date when she went to the bridge behind the school.
And threw the marked up poem off. Yeah, it's like, let the words go, let the new words flow. April showers, la 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 la. So 11 years later to the day is tomorrow? Based on the old weather reports?
At 11, I learned to not be trampled by your rage. 11 more, I'll show you, sir, where I flung down that page.
Yeah, we'll go. It'll be cool to see where your mom went to school. I was thinking it might be a good idea to do something for her with Grandma and Grandpa. Like, I was thinking we could take her ashes somewhere and you could bake the pull-apart cardamom thing you perfected.
The temperature and humidity are totally different here. Mom says that all that stuff affects baking.
Well, we could still share memories. We haven't been down here with
95.9 FM. Got it. Recording.
Man, the house looks different.
Grandpa painted it. He told me on a call.
Do you have everything?
They're here.
Wait a minute, Elijah. Have you seen my grand girl? Last I saw her, she was a little chubby-cheeked thing, but I just see this tall, beautiful young lady.
Grandpa! Hi, Grandma.
Goodness, your legs! Just like your mama. How was the flight, baby bird?
Good. Then in the car, I figured out the radio and got to listen to Aster.
Thanks again for letting us come for the show this week.
Of course. Where else would you stay? Besides, all the hotels are booked up and stuff. This town hadn't had so many people in it since they tried to win a world record for jugglers.
Dad can juggle.
Just a little. Whoa, what are you doing, Tom?
Just grabbing her bags. You're our guests.
No. I should get that.
What? You think I can't carry a couple bags? Corndog always says, age ain't nothing but more time to break your boots in.
Corndog?
Oh, he's your grandpa's best friend.
Why is he called Corndog?
Corndog always says, people call you what they know you for. Now, this is a big suitcase for such a small girl.
I hope it's not too heavy. We're here a whole week.
No, I've been so excited. Come in. Come see your room. Here we go. Your mom's old room. I finally got it cleaned out just for your visit.
Oh, wow. Is that her? She looks like a kid.
Looks like you, doesn't she? She's about your age there. 12?
Yeah.
It's been... Well, we are real glad you're here. We miss her a lot. Having you in her room feels a little like having her back. We wanted you to come with your dad for the funeral, but it was so confusing with the police still trying to figure out what happened to her. Chief Callahan worried about you'd be safe if there'd be a copycat job.
But they never caught the shooter. Why is it safe now?
Well, nothing's happened since. Probably was random or meant for someone else. Anyway, the funeral was fine. We just couldn't bear the thought of putting you in danger, if it was going to be dangerous.
Yeah, Dad explained it. So we just had our service back in New York when he got back. It's fine.
But I thought we could...
Hey, can I, change things in here? Can I put my Aster poster up? And do you have a different blanket or something? I just don't want it to feel like... I'm just super excited for the concert. Plus, did Dad tell you we're going to go to the bridge tomorrow behind Blue Bonnet Middle School?
That's where your mom went. Look, in the picture, you can see...
Basically, Aster, threw a poem off that her teacher marked up, and I'm pretty sure she's going to be back tomorrow. And I think maybe I could meet her, which would be, so amazing!
You know, I met her.
What?!
We met her a few times, didn't we, Tom?
Sure. Knew her folks. Her dad used to play jazz around town with a couple guys from my church. They were pretty good.
Wait, so... Sorry, you're telling me you know... Aster and her parents?
Well, sure. We did a little. Her parents and Urban gone a long time now.
How have we not talked about this before?
Just from around town. Saw each other around.
Her dad's a pretty good musician. His band was doing pretty well, if I recall. Weddings, gigs around town, even down in Austin. I remember one time when she was probably 9. At the summer festival... Clint brought this skinny little girl up on stage with them and said, "This is my daughter!" And he let her sing a solo.
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe I didn't know this! Tell me everything, what was she like?
A little shy, but cute. I think your mom was there too. Would have been her college
break. No, but Aster, what did she say or do or...
She just sang her little song and stuff. I think Clint did a lot of stuff like that to get her on stage when she was young. He'd book the jazz group around town, and then bring her up, help her establish herself. And of course, they were giving her vocal lessons since she could walk.
Clint! I can't believe you call him Clint!
Him and Pharaoh were real involved in her career, I think.
That makes sense. Her mom does her, PR and stuff.
PR? That sounds like Pharaoh. She was a real high-strung lady. One time, I had to tell her she had a little Frito pie on her skirt. Just a smidge. I damn near thought she'd faint. She went running to the bathroom, and I didn't see her again the whole night.
Oh my gosh, this is gold. I'm dying. I'm literally dead.
Lexi Nicole Bird, don't say things like that.
No, it's an expression.
Well, I don't like it. Let's not use that expression in our house.
Lexi, are you listening to your grandfather?
Hey, what'd I miss?
No, I heard him.
Don't be on your phone. That's not a respectful way to show you're listening.
No, sorry, but did you know Grandma and Grandpa, like, knew Astor's parents and saw her before she was famous? I'm just posting this on the Asteroids message board.
No, no, nothing that can identify you. That's the rule. This is a small town, Lexi.
Oh, fine. I won't say they knew them from being in this town. I'll just say my grandparents met Astor's parents and tell the story.
Okay, I guess that should be okay. But remember...
I knew it, Dad. Dad, oh my God, I called it. Dad, Astor just like literally 3 minutes ago released an image of her new album. It's coming out on her birthday, June 11th, just like I said. And guess what it's called?
Mermaid? Tales?
Siren Songs! Oh. Look!
The ocean can seem like a rhythm. Predictable. Peaceful. But it pulls you under with the will of its own. When you dive into that dark, seeking salty, sunken treasure, into the thick quiet of myth or memory, if you listen closely enough, you can hear it. Siren Songs.
Oh my God, I told you, I literally told you on the way here, I knew it, I knew it. I knew she'd announce it around her hometown show too, because the Odyssey was written by Homer. Like, she's literally just gotten back home. Wow, this is supposed to be like a really personal album. Wow, okay, sorry. Oh no, caption. Wow, I have goosebumps. Okay, what were we talking about? Oh, can I get some thumbtacks for the poster? Also, what's for dinner? I'm starving.
King Ranch casserole, your mama's favorite.
What's that?
Lexi, why don't you go help your grandpa set the table, okay? Sorry, she's grieving in her own way. Losing Avery was just such a shock, and for it to happen out here, so far from home, I don't think it feels real to Lexi in some ways. I'm hoping this trip will be good for her.
It's all right. It was a shock to all of us. Tom hates that Avery was here helping out, as if it's his fault for having a sprained ankle. So now he does everything himself. We sure are glad to have you two around this week.
My gosh, I can't believe there aren't more people here.
Well, it's not exactly New York, and you didn't post what you figured out, right? You didn't tell people that you were going to be here, right?
Dad, no, I didn't. Plus, mods like shut down stuff that security risks, like pinpointing her location. I think her security team does that more broadly, too, on Twitter and stuff. So it's not like it was out there. I just thought more people would figure it out.
I mean, not everyone's as much of a stan as you are.
Oh my God, you did not just say stan! Do you even know what that is?
Super fan?
Stalker fan, Dad. Just no.
It's been hours, baby bird. Maybe it's a different day and that's why people aren't here.
Well, no, it's not possible. It has to be today. I mean, why else would the police have closed off the bridge?
They could have noticed the crowd. This is a lot of people here for a small town.
Astor probably warned them she'd be here.
Okay, well, do we know what time?
Sunset, so any minute now.
But sunset today is scheduled for
8:03 p.m., technically, but this is still sort of sunset. Sorry, I couldn't help but overhear. We think it's sunset, too, because of how she wrote, "Oh, the passing quit sign, let the red bleed and be gone. Evening light as violet, ebony light come." Exactly! It spells out E-L-E-V-E-N, 11 years. I'm Lexi.
I'm Emily, and this is Shelly and Lucy. Hi, how cool is this? I love finding other asteroids who can crack her secret messages.
Shelly? That's such a cool name. I'm kind of obsessed with Astor, honestly. Are you guys from around here?
I am. I actually went to Bluebonnet Middle School just a couple of years behind Astor, so we weren't there at the same time. I go to UT now, down in Austin, but obviously this was worth the trip.
We're from Nashville area, just came down for this.
Wow, I didn't think many people would come out to Bluebonnet. Didn't she do shows in Nashville already? Are there a lot of people from out of town?
Yeah, there's only a couple hotels and rentals in this town, so people are staying in Jurgensburg nearby.
Aletta just here to catch her in her hometown concert, though. Some of them don't know about this. Clearly, people don't pay that much attention to the details. Everyone says they're a fan, but the real ones, like you and me, we know that Aster's all about her Easter eggs.
I mean, it's hard to find a place to stay. Y'all ended up just bringing an RV or something, right?
My dad found us a place.
So, you guys are from around here then?
My grandparents are sort of friends with the Haywards, but I'm just visiting. We flew from...
far away! We got lucky with a place to stay a while ago.
Oh, yeah, right. So she dragged you here, Dad, or vice versa?
No dragging.
It's cool. My dad's actually here, too. He's way over by the school for some reason. Oh, there he is. He's that big, tall guy in the cap with the blue star tattoo on his arm.
Oh my gosh, he even got the Aster star tattoo?
Yeah, we got them together. Matching, see?
Oh my gosh, it looks just like her autograph. Look, Dad, the A.
Oh, I'm surprised your dad is here. I thought you were older.
No, I'm 22. He just wanted to come with me. He got really into Aster since he took me to one of her concerts in the fall. I think her music is just so timeless. It's like therapeutic for everyone. It's not just for girls. Men can get into it too. Now he's such a huge fan. He even said he got us backstage passes.
Backstage passes? I looked into them, but they cost more than I could save up, even with extra tours for like a year.
I think it's a graduation present.
You're so lucky to be done with school. I'm staring down the barrel of senior year with a humanities degree and no idea what's next.
You can do a lot. I had a lit degree. Actually, Emily inspired me. She is pursuing her dream as a singer in Nashville. So I went after my dream job. The animal shelter in our town was going out of business, so I convinced them to hire me to run social media for the animals. And I've been getting local businesses to make donations. Now I think we're going to be able to move to a bigger building by the end of the year.
That's amazing! My mom had a chemistry degree, but she decided to start a bakery. I'm sure you'll be able to use... what's humanities?
Exactly. Ugh. I should just get a different degree for accounting or something.
No! What if Aster gave up? There's stuff we were made to do. If you know what that is, you can't let anything stand in your way. Right, Shelley?
Sorry, I'm texting my dad to try to get him to come over. He's being shy or something. I think he's still getting used to all the estrogen.
Yeah, I guess there aren't a ton of guys here.
You know, someone was saying Brace Valentine was here earlier, probably still trying to get her back.
Was he filming? They've worked together a lot. Maybe she wanted to capture the moment, incorporate it into a new video.
No, he was incognito. I saw the picture. He had on, like, a bad wig and a pair of glasses, but it definitely looked like him.
Dad, they haven't worked together since they broke up.
They've gotten back together before. It's only been a few months.
I hope they get back together. Paper Hearts is me and my boyfriend's song.
Ew, no, he is not good enough for Aster. Plus, they got together when she was super young. Like, making it official when she turns 18 is still a total predator move. She deserves so much better.
Oh, my speaker's recharged. Want to listen while we wait?
Respectfully, no, sir. I didn't know the bullfight was written in the stars. Didn't know that your red pen would mark up my whole heart. At 11 I learned to not be trampled by your age. 11 more, I'll show you, sir, where I found down that page.
Hey, it's been cool hanging out with you, but I think we're gonna call it a night. We've gotta head back. It's pitch black, everyone's left pretty much, and the police are taking down the barricades to reopen the bridge. I guess she decided not to come.
Or we got something wrong. There are a lot of different songs we're combining here to try to figure out the clues. Maybe April Showers is about something else.
That doesn't make any sense. No, she's coming.
It's like 2 hours after sunset. Shelley and her dad left ages ago.
I'm not ready to go. Mom would let me stay.
Lexi, it's almost 10.
No, I'm not going.
It's nice to meet you, ladies. We'll see you at the concert tomorrow.
Oof. Good luck, Lexi's dad.
I remember those days.
Lexi, I'm not asking. I'm telling you. It's getting late, and I know you're upset, but it's time to go home now.
Oh, I'll go ask the police. If they were here, I'm sure they know something. They're gone. Wait, look over there, under the bridge. Something's catching my flashlight, something shiny.
Lexi, you can't just run off. Oh.
Dad, come here. Oh my God, Dad, something's wrong, something happened to her.
We're going back to the car now.
Dad, something horrible happened. Look.
A bracelet?
Her charm bracelet. It was under some leaves. Oh my God, that's her charm for writing, her charm for Bluebonnet, her charm for ballet, her charm for her best friend Lily.
Okay, Lexi, I need you to take a beat and think clearly. You know all about this charm bracelet, right?
She never goes anywhere without it.
That means other fans know about it too, don't they? And for the past several hours, this place was full of other fans.
Dad, I'm telling you, something's wrong.
We have been here all day. She never came by. Someone would have seen her.
Unless we didn't.
What's more reasonable? That she came by, slipped by tons of stalker fans unnoticed, dropped her bracelet, and slipped away also unnoticed? Or that a fan was wearing a replica of her famous bracelet and it fell off?
You're right.
Okay. So, take a deep breath. It's a cool bracelet. Here, looks good on you. It's a cool souvenir.
Yeah.
We've got to get back. Grandpa and Grandma are waiting for us, and I think it's past their bedtime.
Very sporty, but I do love a good trophy. And
Liv, listen to me.
Sorry, what were you saying?
It's for the talent show. They brought back the talent show again.
I knew Mr. G couldn't ignore my petitions forever. Well.
Got you some water. Your mom always.
Wait, who's that? Do we have
here.
A girl?
Is she holding a guitar?
Baby bird, why are you up?
Daddy, I just couldn't sleep.
Hey, it's okay. What's on your mind? Do you want to switch rooms? I was worried it might be a little much for you.
No, it's not that. It's just, I really think something happened to Aster. I can't shake the feeling something's wrong with her. I've been going over and over in my mind, and there's nothing else for the clues to point to. Plus, announcing her album the day before, I am positive she was planning to go back to the bridge yesterday.
Oh, Lexi, I'm sure she's fine. I always liked this first Live and Learn episode Master did. She was such a cute kid. Want to put it back on?
That's okay. Grandma and Grandpa have it saved on their TV.
Pretty cool they knew her, huh?
Yeah. I should ask them about Bluebonnet Jewelers.
Bluebonnet Jewelers?
See? The clasp says Bluebonnet Jewelers. It looks like it's from here in town.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they'll have a record of the owner or something, and you can return it.
Or maybe... See this Gemini charm?
Mm-hmm.
It looks brand new, and it's not in any pictures, even last week of Aster wearing the bracelet. You can zoom in on everything.
Okay, so a fan added their own charm for this show. I'd do that, especially if I was a stan.
Or... Aster's a Gemini. Look, even if it's not hers, I think something bad had to happen to keep her from being at the bridge yesterday. I really do.
I think there's a lot of things that could have made her change her plan, or things we could have misunderstood. But if it'll make you feel better, we can go by Bluebonnet Jewelers later today before the concert. We just need to be there to pick up the tickets by,
What is it?
Just got a notification from Ticket Taker. It looks like her show tonight is canceled.
This morning, only a few short hours after the cancellation of Astor's concert in Bluebonnet, Texas, shocking photographs emerge of Farrah and Clint Hayward, Astor's parents, walking into a police station. Mr. and Mrs. Hayward did not respond to our request for comment, but Ticket Taker has already begun issuing refunds for next week's Austin shows. Many who traveled to see her are trying in vain to receive partial or full refunds from local hotels and airlines. Astor herself paid off some hotels in Missouri in October to allow her fans refunds when she had to cancel a string of shows due to a health scare. The star, who had collapsed during a show, released apology videos and detailed updates from the hospital. This time, however, the radio silence from Astor's team and apparent police involvement has fans worried. What happened to Astor?
What happened to Astor?
What happened to Astor?
What happened to Astor?
What happened to Astor?